This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neils, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Friday. And this is Living It Up While Beginning Again.
Well, I'm so happy to be your wife. And
thank you.
Hey, you're jovial and like to have fun, especially on Fridays like today.
Yes.
Be Friday night. Woohoo. That would
oh, gosh.
We want everybody to know that God is good and fair, even though we know that life is not.
That's right. And really, there's a couple of passages to go with this. The first one is in Job, chapter 14, 1 through 6. And right now, when I read this, Job was a little mad. He was questioning God.
And we've spent some time with Job this week.
Yeah, we have. But look what really the underlying... See, Job didn't know about eternal life. He thought his days were numbered, you know, and so... that's where kind of his hope was gone. But, you know, even though he was going through, let's just say it, he was going through hell.
Yeah.
He never lost faith. So chapter 14, 1 through 4. How frail is humanity? How short is life? How full of trouble? We blossom like a flower and then wither. Like a passing shadow, we quickly disappear. We must keep an eye on such a frail creature and demand an accounting from me. Who can bring purity out of an impure person? No one. You have decided the length of our lives. You know how many months we will live, and we're not given a minute longer. So leave us alone and let us rest. We're like hired hands, so let us finish our work in peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Job was having a little issue there, you know, and which is fine. You know, God lets us vent, you know, but Job never lost faith. And also in Psalms 27:7, a Psalm of David, verses 7 and 8. Hear me as I pray, O Lord, be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, seek my face. And my heart responds to you, your face, Lord, I shall seek.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think this would be a great opportunity for you, hearing that scripture before you were saved. What did you think seeking your face means? Because I think we quote so many of these scriptures, and even people that have been in church their whole life would be like, I never really thought about what that means. I was shocked to know when I was asking myself a few years back what the kingdom really meant.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell our listeners what seeking your face, God, really means?
Well, you know, I guess before, you
remember,
know,
our topic is persistent seeking.
Right. I guess the way I felt before I knew Jesus was kind of like what Job was feeling, where, you know, it's just, you know, I'm going to live and then I'm going to die. And I'm kind of tired of this, troubles I go through and how the world is just going to ever end. And, you know, there was no answer, you know. It was just a consistent, it was a merry-go-round. It just kept going round and round, you know. But when February 20th, 2005 happened, seeking something meant something totally different. You know, when you say to seek, you know, you think of maybe a world traveler or something seeking, you know, mystery, you know, like an artifact or, you know, seeking something like that. You know what I mean? But when I came to know Jesus and I read Seek My Face, man, that meant to know him. To seek him is to know him. To seek him is to be persistent. And you just can't get enough. That's what seeking is. when you just can't get enough about wanting to know who he is.
It's like when you're in love with someone, you cannot get enough, especially in those early days. You just constantly seeking, studying them, just getting to know everything because you're so infatuated.
Yeah, and I still
in a good way with the Lord is what I'm saying.
And I still do that with Teresa, my wife, you know. I love seeking her and seeing things that she likes and doesn't like and what I do that may, you know, antagonize her or something like that. You know, and I learned that, you know, how to seek my wife because how I seek Jesus. And before I knew that, before I knew Jesus, before I knew how to really seek him, man, I wasn't seeking to please a woman that way. I really wasn't. You know, I was seeking my own pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was seeking. I wasn't seeking Jesus.
Right.
But that's what I think that seeking is.
It is what he's like and his character and what he would probably think or what he would do. Or, you know, what would he look like and how would he respond? You know, what would he... You know, what would it be like to be around him and with skin?
Yeah, and seeking his word, man, and getting into his word and just you know, bathing in it.
Right.
Bathing in his word. You know what I mean? That's the way I like to put it, you know, just cover yourself with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, by seeking him, you know, I got to see him in a way I was so excited, man, when I saw the part, you know, in Revelations, you know, where, man, he has this sword coming out of his mouth and these red flaming eyes and coming down out of the clouds on a white horse and on his thigh, you know, he had a tattoo, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he just looked at me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he said, no one's going to take you now.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at Satan and he said, he's mine. Go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw this man of man.
Yeah.
I saw this He-Man. I saw this macho man, if you, I guess, I'm sorry, Lord, if I put that, you know, I don't mean to phrase you like that, but that's how I saw it.
You're right. Because prior to that, you couldn't relate to what you were seeing.
No, no.
Him as portrayed as.
Yeah, I mean, he was portrayed as, you know, in some pictures as being pretty weak.
Mm-hmm.
But man, he is anything but weak. And is he loving? Absolutely. Is he caring the most in the world? But is he tough? And then will he stand up for his children? You darn right he will. And when I read that, that's part of the seeking.
That changed everything for you.
That changed everything for me to where, man.
Your perception was wrong.
Yeah, it was. And I totally fell in love with him. Totally fell in love with Jesus. But the great thing about that is when you fall in love with him, he catches you.
Mm-hmm.
And you never fall out of love again.
That's good.
So, you know, that's what I see about persistent seeking.
And once you get that and you understand that you may, too, have some wrong ideas of what he's really like based upon these images and the wrong pictures that have been painted of him. Literally, Scott, a lot of people like you cannot relate to that. But once you discovered what he was really like, that's when it changed. And there's some people listening that need to hear that.
Right.
Your idea of him is wrong.
Right.
And when you understand him, like what you just described, and I went through my own kind of experience. I had a wrong idea. I thought he was mad at me all the time because so many things in my life all of a sudden went wrong. And I was blaming him.
Yeah.
You know, but I was wrong too. You know, once we take responsibility for the choices that we make and the things that we do and say, it all becomes pretty clear that he's a loving father.
Yeah.
And the best dad ever. And what does a father like that do? You know?
Yeah.
He loves you unconditionally.
That's right.
In spite of our mistakes and the things that we do.
That's he still
works it out when we love him.
That's right. You know, and you know what? Going back to Job just for a second. He was honest with his emotions and his questions. He really was. And that's part of seeking God, being honest with God, you know, opening up your emotions to God. That's all about seeking him.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to be honest. He wants you to open up. If you're a little mad at him, tell him.
He doesn't. He's not like people. The more honest you can be with certain people, they might stop texting you or showing up.
That's right.
Taking your phone calls. But God is just the opposite. And the beauty about that is, honey, is when you're that open and honest with him, you can feel him That's coming right. towards you. Whereas with people, you can feel them backing away from you. And we don't like to use the F word so loosely, but it's true. And that's what's so cool about God. And if you haven't experienced that before, you will experience him when you do that. When you get gut level honest with him, he starts moving.
Yeah.
Whereas, again, human beings that aren't in a good place or have a strong love walk, they'll start backpedaling. Ooh, I don't want to deal with her. I don't want to deal with that him and his stuff. God's just the opposite.
That's right. You know, in seeking him, we'll both satisfy our heart and our mind. It really will by seeking him. I mean, and it will be found, however, only by those who are willing to work through the pain and unfairness of life and still seek God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wow. Those who seek him will find him.
In his loving arms.
That's right. You'll find him.
You'll
be in God's loving arms. And they will also find the answers that you seek.
And that's the word, loving arms.
Yeah.
Like you had him wrong and I had him wrong. And once we understood, he wasn't like people.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's right.
Changed everything.
Well, I'll tell you what, seeking him is the key of life. It really is. It's the key of life, you know, is seeking Jesus. You know, because by seeking him, man, he'll put things into your life that you never dreamed. Are you going to have troubles? Absolutely. Are you going to have tragedies and death? Yes, for sure. But would he be there for you? Wow.
He's always there.
He always will be.
We just, you know, don't recognize him, how he shows up. He's always here. He's here with us right now.
That's right. And you won't recognize him unless you seek him.
Yeah. Because you have to get to know what he's like.
That's right.
Where does he make his presence known? Well, the Bible's very clear a couple of ways. He inhabits the praises of his people.
Mm-hmm.
And he enters his presence when we courts with praise.
That's right. Well, you know what? This has been a really good topic today.
When we thank him. It says we enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise.
That's right. That's when we're thanking him. You know what I mean? God, you know, whenever we pray to God, you know, we want to pray to God in a way that glorifies him. You know, that the result of your want or your need will be to glorify him.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he listens.
Right. To glorify him.
That's right. You know. So, you know what? I mean, I came to know Jesus when I was 42 years old. Really got to know him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really got to seek him. And there may be some of you out there today. You might be in your 40s. You might be in your 50s or 60s, 70s, who knows? Or you might be a teenager. Or maybe, I don't know how old you are. I just want to encourage you. It's never too late to start seeking Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Never too late. But to Jesus, I'm just a baby. In his arms.
Mm-hmm.
And so are you. So, are you seeking Jesus? Have you ever given your life to him? Well, that's the first step, wouldn't you say, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You got to give your life and your heart to him. Your whole life and your whole heart. Just give it to him, man. He wants it. Yeah. He made it.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants it back. He wants you, you know, that heartbeat that you have. Once you give your life and your heart to him, every so once in a while, that same beat will beat the same as Jesus. And you'll see these miracles happening in your life. But you got to seek him. So if you've never known Jesus, or maybe you thought you had, and maybe you're older in life and you're thinking, it's too late, man. God doesn't want me. Oh, yes, he does. He wants you so bad, he died for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would please pray this prayer of salvation with us. Please know that you are saved and begin seeking him because he's sought you your whole life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day, and because of that cross, I know that my sins are forgiven. If I ask you from a sincere heart, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, today I want to start seeking you because you've always been after me. Lord, today I give you my heart, my mind, and my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you all so much. And wow, what a powerful podcast. We hope it's a great podcast for you guys to go into the weekend with. We pray that you're going to some church this weekend. It's a Bible teaching church, just overflowing with Jesus. And you know what? We just love you. And we'd love for you to comment, go to our Facebook page, Living It Up, Beginning Again, or just simply send us an email, info@livingitup.org. Comment if you gave your life to Christ or if you just have a comment for us.
And let us know if you heard the Lord through something today or any of the podcasts that we've put out there.
That's right.
And let us know. Let him know. Be bold.
That's right. I want to give a shout out to 21 people who were, I'm not going to get into the politics here, but they lost their lives. They were beheaded for Christianity, for standing up and not being ashamed of the gospel. We pray for your families.
Yes.
And we thank you for your boldness to never give up and to always seek Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So thank you.
Anyway, we love you all for listening to us today. Take care of yourself this weekend. Enjoy living it up
while beginning again.